What are some of the big questions on annual forages? I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. Visiting today with Sarah Bowder, who is an Extension Forage Field Specialist with South Dakota State University. And she says across the state of South Dakota, there are a lot of options and uses when it comes to an annual forage. Sarah says through SDSU Extension,
we work a lot with brassicas. We'll hear people with questions on radish, turnip, rapeseed, things like that. We see a lot of folks using oats. Sometimes field peas can be popular or forage peas. It's very common to put a lot of those cool season grasses in that I mentioned earlier, like wheat, oats, triticale, cereal rye. All of those tend to be common. And then when we get into the summer months, we work a lot with sorghums and sorghum sedan grass, hay millet, and a few, you know, off and on different crops get certainly mixed in there, but those are some of the more common mixes or straight species we'll see people put in.
And you mentioned turnips and that kind of stuff. We, on our farm, will plant like some turnips or like a mix of radishes or something like that. And our cows love them. So there's a grazing opportunity there as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. These don't have to be rolled up into a bale or put into a silage pile. A lot of these crops make great grazing options. And some of them really don't bale as well. If they have a thicker, wetter stem, you know, it's better to graze anyway. And that way your manure is getting out there on its own and you don't have to spread it. You don't have to feed the bale. It's actually quite nice if you're set up to do that, depending on the timing and what you're trying to do. But yes, there's a lot of these crops that graze well. We just have to be careful when we create these mixes that they're appropriate and have enough dry matter and grass in them, so we're not overdoing it on the cattle nutrition side or sheep or whatever might be out there grazing. But yes, they tend to really like the cover crops. We do hear people say that when they put out, especially cattle, on a cover mix that they have never seen before or some kind of annual forage they've never seen before, they're hesitant at first and they'll eat whatever grass they can find first, and then they'll start trying it. It's kind of like a little kid. They're going to try what they're familiar with, and then maybe they'll try that other thing you gave them. So once they're trained, if you will, and figure out how to eat it and what it is, it's generally not an issue.
Gotcha. All right. So, and now with this time of year, is there any big questions you're getting from producers on like annual forages or anything just in general? Is there any question you're getting a lot here recently?
You know, this time of year, it's a little bit of everything, but I would say one of the biggest questions we get year round is when to plant what. So make sure that you understand that if you're planting a cool or warm season predominant mix or just a straight species, that you're trying to plant it at the right time of year. So basically May through the beginning of August, you can put in predominantly warm season winter kill species. So, you know, any time during that time period, warm season plants are going to grow quite well. But then when we talk about cool season, anytime in the early spring when it's reasonably warm enough and up until it warms up, and then after the first week of August approximately, we can start planting those again. But putting those cool seasons in this time of year in the middle, you know, and later in the middle of summer, it's just too hot for them, and that's why they don't typically do well. Sometimes they can do okay in a mixture with a bunch of warm season plants that help shade them, but it's less than ideal to be putting them in when it's so warm. So those are things just to think about with these annuals, especially so that we're putting them in at the right time frame so that they do what you want them to do.
Great advice there. Sarah, how can we get a hold of you if any of our listeners have any questions or concerns and want to, you know, maybe pick your brain and see what your expertise would say?
Our number at the office is 605-995-7378, and you can find articles and info online at extension.sdstate.com.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.